Ally.com.
Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. Got my, I guess I'm going to start to use the word partner in crime, although that's a wrong word here, but Jeff Dyson and I are starting to do more and more of this stuff together. I got nothing but time for Jeff. I've known him for, gosh, what's it been, about 7 or 8 years. You are a truly dedicated individual, Jeff, when it comes to people taking care of themselves, people taking care of others, et cetera. And how could you be anything but that, given the fact that you've been very close to Congressman Ron Paul now for quite some time? You know, ladies and gentlemen, normally when Jeff and I chat together, we talk about our passion, which is golf. and we lament, either lament or boast. You know, it's probably 50% of each one, but not going to do that here. You know, a few days ago, I guess it was last Tuesday, I did a daily editorial entitled Let's Be Constructive, and that editorial centered around the fact that, you know, it's great to complain about the fact that your particular candidate didn't get elected in this past election, or it's great to complain about the damn taxes, or it's great to complain about Obamacare or whatever, but the fact of the matter is, it is what it is, okay? And given, if a person is aware of the environment that they're operating in, okay, it becomes very easy, in my opinion, for them to, as I always say, take care of themselves, their families, and their loved ones. I know that's the way that Ron feels, Jeff. How do you feel?
Absolutely true. You know, Ron gets a huge number of young people coming to visit him, just hundreds of them.
Yep.
And they always ask, you know, what should I do, Congressman Paul? Should I run for Congress? Should I, you know, major in this subject or that subject? Should I try to work for liberty somehow? And he always says, number one, you got to take care of yourself. You know, don't go into debt. Find a way to make a productive living.
Right.
And no matter how you have to do that, you know, we can all worry about, you know, the macro, the world events, the economic events, the U.S. government, things that are very difficult for us to control on an individual level. But, you know, you got to bring it down to the micro. And I know that a lot of what you've done over the years, Al, at the end of the day, was family focused.
Right.
You had some little girls to take care of. You had a wife and, you know, you went out there and you did things and got into mining stocks and gold and silver mining stocks. But it was always with an eye towards your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of your listeners, you know, can understand that mentality. I mean, if you look at American history, there's been lots of times that have been more dire than what we face today. Look at the Civil War.
Sure.
Look at the Revolutionary period. I mean, you know, being negative doesn't really do much for us. And really what I like to do is turn it around to something positive and say, look, if you're a liberty-minded person, yes, the current state of the U.S. state looks pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
So develop a guerrilla mindset. And that is a mindset that says, I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to go against the grain. That might mean investing in precious metals and resource-based stocks, because you know that most securities, at least dollar-denominated securities, that, you know, are selling something other than physical, tangible stuff. It might mean homeschooling your kids to keep them out of this terrible sort of statist feedback loop that even a lot of private schools have gotten into now. It might mean reorganizing your business affairs so that you don't have employees, but you have independent contractors, and you're not getting subjecting yourself to some of the Obamacare rules or some of the rules applying to employers. You know, it's going to depend on your individual circumstances, but certainly if we go around with a negative frame of mind, then the bastards really have won, right? Because you've only got so many days on this earth to live.
That's right. You know, it's funny. I've been doing this stuff for a long time, Jeff, and some of my colleagues I find to be very, very depressing to be around, and oftentimes sometimes limit my contacts with them just because, you know, I'm not a downer type person. I don't want to be around people who are doing nothing but complaining all the time, because what does that accomplish? How are you taking care of yourself, your family, and your friends if all you're doing is going around, you know, woe is me, we're wearing a big hard hat because the sky's going to fall down. The sky, you know, our perspective is, yeah, we don't really agree with a lot of the things that are going on. I mean, I'm on the record of saying I don't particularly agree with a lot of the president's policies, but so what? That hasn't stifled me in any way. We've done very, very well aside from my golf game, which that's a different subject, but you know, we've done okay. And I think we've provided a service to people by bringing issues up. And that's kind of my mantra. You know, I mean, I'm looking during the holiday season here, for example, to talk more about how our listeners can help society in terms of, you know, various types of charitable organizations that need money. I mean, you know, you got to look at one of those organizations and you have to do your due diligence, but find those that, you know, that put the money to productive uses, among other things. I mean, it's woe is me is not a good philosophy to have, Jeff. And you know what? One of the reasons that I respect you so much is because of what you're doing for yourself and your family. And the reason that Congressman Paul is definitely my hero is because every time we chat, he has said, Al, have some faith in your fellow man. Go out there and work also. Don't depend on the government.
Well, it's a positive mindset that kept you apart from the herd. I mean, when you say that you and Kathy have done okay, mm-hmm. I mean, look back in the late 90s, everyone was saying, oh, these tech stocks are just going to go up and up and up.
Something for nothing, right.
And then we had the tech bust.
Yeah.
And then in the, you know, fast forward to 2004, oh, housing's going to go up and up and up forever, and you better buy now, mm-hmm. you know. But you didn't do that. You went into physical, tangible assets. You went
right.
into resource-based stocks because you thought for yourself.
Sure.
And you examined the facts, and you took positive action.
Jeff, I'm curious about something. Now, with your libertarian philosophy, which pretty much mirrors my political philosophy, tell me how you got, why you really got involved in that particular mindset, because so few people don't.
Well, I'm really very fortunate. My older brother, when I was a high school kid, was receiving what was then a very sort of rudimentary early version of Reason magazine. You remember the Reason Foundation, which still exists, is based in Los Angeles, and still publishes Reason magazine. Of course, it's much larger now. There's also Reason TV mm-hmm. today. And so really, my older brother sort of got me started. I had the very good fortune in 1988, when Ron Paul ran for president as a libertarian, to go to a hotel in Orange County, California, and see him. And I got to meet Ken Snyder, who later on became a very important person in some of his campaigns. So really, it's just good fortune, I think, fortune and luck.
Now, your involvement with the congressman goes back, what, about 12 years?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, since about 2000.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, I have to say that a lot of people, a lot of our listeners are saying, you know, it's too bad that Ron has retired, it's too bad that he's out of the political arena, etc. But yeah, that's not the case, as you and I have discussed before. He has an absolute vengeance, he's going to go after educating the American people, perhaps even stronger than he has in the past, right?
No question. He's retiring from Congress, but not retiring in any larger sense whatsoever. He's going to be very active. He actually has quite a worldwide audience.
Yeah.
You don't realize it, but when you talk to folks in Europe, when you talk to people in South America, they know who he is. And so he's going to be out there speaking. He's going to be running his 501c4 advocacy organization. And the beauty of that is that he will no longer have to, you know, come up here to vote, naming post offices and, you know, this kind of nonsense during the middle of the week. He's going to be able to control his own schedule.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, the man is, aside from being my hero, he has made nothing but a positive change for our country. I'd be amazed if he didn't continue to do that. And I have to tell you, Ron Paul has certainly made a very definite change in my life. Jeff, looking forward to you doing an interview later on in the show. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Thanks, Al.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I certainly appreciate you joining me. Got Mike Niehauser on the line with me right now. You're going to be hearing more and more from Mr. Niehauser in the future. Mike has a publication called Beacon Rock Research. And I tell you, I got all the time in the world for this guy because he visits the properties. He does of the companies he writes up. He does very good reports. The companies are definitely not obligated to purchase anything from him. He's just, you know, he's a guy who's very, very interested in the industry. And I heartily endorse what he's doing. Mike, you recently visited a company that I own shares in. The company is called Old Otis Gold. I want to say, in the interest of full disclosure, I do own shares in the company, somewhere around 100,000, and I'm looking for good things to happen there. I have not visited the property, but I have been to the exploration office. I have met Mitch and John, and of course, I'm really good friends with Craig Lindsay. You spent about a week, not a week, but you spent a few days over there in southeastern Idaho. Mike, what's your impression?
Very impressed. It was just a very, very fun time. And, what I look for is to learn about the company and the project, obviously, and then see if my impression matches up with what the company has. And I must say there was different dimensions to the project that I hadn't expected. And, you know, the company's named after, one of the geologists, John Carden's, dog, Otis.
Right.
And, really this project, you know, not trying to be funny, but really has no fleas. It
right.
really is an undiscovered gem and, really, lots of upside no matter, what way you look at it.
No, I agree. I agree. Now, Mitch and John, had worked on the property prior to teaming up with Craig. The property, if I'm not mistaken, and I know I'm not on this one, was actually going to be put into production when gold was trading down around $500 an ounce. Their employer changed plans. It was Echo Bay, if I'm not mistaken. And now they're back at it again. To me, that's a very good sign.
Well, that's correct. You know, I also look for projects that have had people with them a long time, because these projects are like, riddles unwound. And the other geologist you mentioned, by the way, in addition to John Carden, was Mitch Berardi.
Right.
And both of these fellows at Echo Bay were, you know, explorers on the project and very familiar with it, very familiar with each other. And that's also what you look for, is teams that have worked together. And it really is a very attractive gold project.
No, I agree 100%. Well, kind of walk us through what you guys, your trip over there, if you would.
Well, the United States is not known for its mines, and therefore it somewhat has a undiscovered opportunity for a premium in the stock price. Idaho is very attractive itself for mining, long history of mining. Geologically, it's very closely situated with Yellowstone, which, if you're familiar with the hot spots and the calderas that formed across central Idaho, a series of calderas, there's great past volcanic activity, which is a heat source for the fluids that mineralized, you know, various areas. And this area happens to be with various types of rock types along the lip of an ancient caldera, mineralized with gold in just about every drill hole they've hit.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. Now, obviously, you spent time with Mitch and John, and certainly Craig. Moriarty was down there also, your friend and mine from 321 Gold. You know, he's a very, very interesting guy. I have to say, I've known Bob for probably 10 years. He, as I do, puts his money, as Kathy and I put our money where our collective mouths are, in terms of investing in companies that we are following, for lack of better terms. And, you know, Bob is a very, very interesting guy. He looks on these things with a really critical eye, though, and I think that this is the fact that this was his second trip to the property, I think, really speaks well for it.
Well, I don't know if it was his second trip, but certainly I love being on trips with Bob. He doesn't suffer fools.
No.
He's a real American hero, and he loves projects with potential. And he really didn't have anything negative to say about this project other than the same as myself. But you know, he was anxious to see it advance to be put into a mine, and the only thing that's keeping that from happening is permitting. Because really all the legs of the stool are there. You know, they own 100% of the property with no NSRs attached. It's on Forest Service land that they have good working relationships with the Forest Service. The metallurgy is strong. They've got almost 1 million ounces in resources between indicated and inferred. But also the potential, I think, to get up to a multi-million ounces, 2 to 3 million. And that's just my opinion with what they've done in terms of drilling, around the edges and along trend, and I think they've kind of broken the code and are going about exploring the project in the right way.
I would agree 100%. Now, Mike, let's talk a little bit about Beacon Rock Research. Now, you've been doing this for, if I'm not mistaken, what, 7 or 8 years? Is that correct?
Yeah, just passed the 7th year anniversary on October 31st.
Tell listeners, because I really, really like what you're doing, and I really endorse the philosophy very strongly of getting all the information you can before you either invest in a situation or even taking it one step farther, getting as much information as you can on the industry. If you are thinking in the future about investing, how does Beacon Rock Research benefit our listeners, Mike?
Well, you know, what I try to be is educational, and I try to write in such a way that people, when they start reading, they'll finish what I write, and that they'll make decisions for themselves. And whether they make decisions that I agree with or not, it's their decision, not mine. So focusing on being educational is incredibly important. And this is an industry that's primarily dominated by the Canadians for lack of development in the States. And so what I try to do is I try to avoid the complicated approaches or words or acronyms that people use in Canada or in the industry to try to make it simple for the average investor to decide, whether they like it or not. So really I try to make it into a generalist situation where, they can decide, the investor, whether it fits their risk and reward, objectives.
Yeah. How can listeners now, do you charge for the service, or how exactly does the service work?
No, it's available on my website, beaconrockresearch.com. I post all my research. To read it is free, and I try to include other things that are of interest. And I'm always available to talk to on the phone. I find that sometimes retail investors tend to be much more educated than institutional investors, which have a lot of other distractions and objectives. So I talk to institutional as well as retail investors with the hopes of educating them. And that's what really gives me joy, is the people becoming interested in, I think, what is the most important industry in the world, and that's mining, and that's all metal types.
Well, I got to tell you, I agree 100%. That's why I've been involved in the industry for way too many years, approaching 40 now. I want to say one comment just to kind of wrap this up about Idaho. I know Cecil Andrus. Cecil is a former three-term governor of Idaho. Cecil is a former Secretary of the Interior under President Carter. And I have to tell you, Cecil is one of the few Democrats who I have all the time in the world for. And you know why? He's very, very pro-business. He's doing everything he can to bring the mining industry into the absolute forefront in the state of Idaho. And so far, he's been very successful. Mike, thank you so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Big Al is now chatting with a new guest, Anthony Marsh. In the interest of full disclosure, let me tell you a little bit about Anthony. Anthony is an investment advisor who works for Sprott Asset Management down in Carlsbad, California. Rick Rule suggested that perhaps if I wanted to do some business with the firm that he would be a good guy to do it with. I took Rick's advice along with Adrian Day's advice, and voila! There is Anthony Marsh. Anthony's a very, very interesting guy. I've known him now for a couple of months. He spent 17 years in South Africa with Anglo Platinum. And, you know, a number of you folks have asked me to do a segment or perhaps a couple of segments on the concept of investing right now in platinum and palladium. And I thought that Anthony would be the logical person to start out with here. Anthony, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Al. I'm fine. I'm very well. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing great. How do you like Southern California compared to South Africa?
Well, there are certain similarities and certain differences. Climate is good, and it's a nice place to be. It doesn't rain here too much.
No. And that's one of the reasons that Kathy and I spend a bit of time down there. I have a question for you. I've never been particularly involved in platinum and palladium, not because I haven't wanted to necessarily, but just because, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. But, Anthony, a number of our listeners are raising questions about wanting opinions on the future of platinum and palladium, et cetera. And so when you and I started working together, I thought, you know what, you're the perfect person to chat about this. First of all, if you would, give our listeners an overview of exactly what's going on in South Africa vis-a-vis mining of platinum and palladium.
I can only talk very broadly, and South Africa itself has the vast bulk of PGM, that's platinum group metals, resources in the world. And Zimbabwe is another country that has significant deposits. But South Africa accounts for somewhere between 70 and 80% of the world's resources of and reserves of platinum and supplies that sort of percentage of new supply into the market annually. The big producers there are Anglo Platinum, Impala Platinum, and Lonmin Platts or Lonmin. Those are the top three. And, you know, they've been producing for a number of years, mining down traditionally on what is known as the Merensky Reef and also the UG2 Reef. And those are relatively narrow, flat-dipping reef-type bodies. They're very labor-intensive to mine. And particularly at those producers, they are starting to get very deep. You know, they're probably getting down to the region of 1,500 meters below the surface. And, of course, that becomes very costly.
It does become very costly, but I guess the question becomes, what will that do to the price of the commodities? I'm assuming that would have, because of the, you know, the supply factor, I'm assuming that would have a positive price on the commodity itself.
Well, yes, one would expect so. And given that South Africa has got a kind of a natural inbuilt cartel there, the fact that labor has been demanding increased and better conditions, there is an argument that if the users of these commodities continue to want to use those commodities, and the demand is still there, the price must go up. You know, as we speak, Anglo Platinum, who's the world's largest producer, is currently talking about a plan, a revision of their plans, which will get tabled to the board early next year. And by the sounds of it, there might be rationalization in production, which will mean a reduction in supply. That, you know, it's a question of time. Ultimately, if demand is there, one would expect prices to rise. It certainly potentially puts a damper on bringing on any new production, because we will south of what might be an incentive price to get producers to invest.
You know, kind of an interesting question that you have very directly brought up here is if you segue into the demand and the various components of the demand for the commodity, you know, the automobile industry isn't going away, and clean emissions, et cetera, are very definitely not the flavor of the day, but they're the flavor of the century. I mean, it's mandated right now that catalytic converters, et cetera, are here to stay forever. And it strikes me that with the demand coming from the automobile industry, which can only, in terms of the catalytic converters, right now, the demand can only be supplied by platinum. It strikes me that the future looks pretty good for this commodity. Would you agree with that?
Well, yes, I do. You know, we don't, these are used in auto catalysts. The three main PGMs that are used in auto catalysts are platinum, palladium, and rhodium.
Right.
In different quantities. Okay. And, you know, the primary use, particularly, or demand, in platinum and palladium is for auto catalysis. And if we don't see the internal combustion engine disappearing in, certainly in my lifetime, mm-hmm. as a form of providing vehicular propulsion, that demand is going to be there unless countries like USA, Canada, Western Europe, and even other parts of the world where they have implemented emission standards, unless they compromise on those emission standards, we don't see that fundamental demand going away. And, you know, the information that I've always had over years of talking with people like Johnson Matthey, who are experts in the autocatalyst side of things, there are other things that can do the catalytic converting, but nothing does it anywhere nearly as efficiently as those PGMs.
Right.
So unless the price gets, and I can't put a figure on it, astronomically over the top, substitution does not appear to be a risk in this demand sector.
You know, I would have to agree with that. It's the other issue that we haven't talked about, other than the supply for the automobile industry, is it's my understanding that and we've only got about a minute and a half left here, so we can't really get into this one at this time, but it strikes me that I'm getting more and more news out of mainland China that platinum as a piece of jewelry, the demand is increasing phenomenally. Am I correct on that?
I'm not especially up to date, but it has been growing a lot. I believe that there is demand in both platinum and palladium for jewelry, but primarily in platinum.
Yeah.
Globally, it is a fairly significant sector, demand sector, jewelry. In China, it has been growing, as I recall, but I still don't think that it's in terms of overall demand that big just yet. But, you know, growth is there. One way of looking at jewelry is that perhaps if prices did start to get really ridiculous, that would be a bit of a shock absorber. It could give up a bit of demand that could be absorbed in the autocatalyst. But it's not going away.
It's very definitely not going away. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who asked the questions about platinum and palladium and rhodium, that's the best answer I can give. I went to a gentleman who I think is probably one of the foremost experts, certainly in North America, on this, and that's Anthony Marsh. If you want to get any information about Anthony and what he does down at Sprott, simply click on the banner on our site. We're going to be right back. Stick around.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Carlin Economics Report. Got my buddy Sean Hyman with me right now. Sean and I are going to take a bit of a different tack, for lack of better terms. You know, we do a lot of discussion on this program that perhaps people could view as being coming from a very negative position, and quite the opposite. Neither myself nor Sean, nor quite frankly, any of our guests really are being negative. We're just looking for alternatives to protect people in a situation that perhaps overall is negative, for lack of better terms, that we don't really want to dwell on the negativity, and I think that's important to realize. Sean, before we get going, I'd like you to do me a favor. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you do and what you're all about.
Yeah, I run the newsletter called The Ultimate Wealth Report, and they can find out more about that at securrencywars.com, so S-E-E, currencywars.com. And we fight inflation through the positioning of our investments through commodity-related stocks and also stocks that benefit from currency movements as well.
Pretty good way for people to protect themselves. I've been reading your stuff for quite some time now, and I applaud you for what you're doing. I want to say that. You know, Sean, you wrote a missive that came out about a week ago over the Thanksgiving holiday, and the missive dealt with what you're thankful for, and that's something I want to talk about right now, because your missive really centered around the fact that we have the freedom in this country to perhaps go against the grain, for lack of better terms, and protect ourselves financially in ways that some people may view as being unconventional. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for me?
Yeah, you know, I think the good thing is to focus on the things that we know, because there's so many unknowns out there in the markets right now. We don't know what the fiscal cliff thing is going to happen. We don't know what Obama's next four years hold. There's so many things out there that are unknowns, but what I like to do is focus on what we do know. And what we do know is that through Republican or Democratic administrations and throughout time, ever since we've come off the gold standard, we've had an overall inflationary environment. And I think that's something you can set your watch by. I mean, it's just something that's going to happen. It has happened. Politically, inflation is something that's able to be taxed as the prices of assets go up. Deflationary environment is not conducive to any type of government, so they try to avoid it at all costs. So knowing that one facet of the game, you know, helps you a ton in positioning your wealth towards assets that will benefit from inflation's rise, because that is the enemy of most people's wealth, and that's what will crush most people is the inflationary environment. But actually, you can make inflation your friend, even though it's ultimately an enemy, by, you know, playing the hands you're dealt and positioning yourself into, you know, gold stocks and oil stocks and coal stocks and different stocks that will go up as inflation heads higher. And to me, that's promising and that's very encouraging, and it allows you to have a positive attitude and influence even in what could seemingly be a negative situation.
I've been doing that for about 35 years in the sense that, you know, and over the past 35 years, I started my business in 1982. During that period of time, we had times of meaningful inflation. We had times of not so meaningful inflation. But, you know, I agree 100%. Any wealth that I've accumulated over the years has come primarily from the sector that you're talking about, and that would be the mining stocks, et cetera, because, boy, talk about a great, I mean, you've got a number of ways that you can win from those particular situations. Obviously, they provide a hedge against inflation, number one, and number two, the companies also, just for pure fundamental business reasons, you know, the companies that do well, their stocks have a tendency to also perform very, very well. Now, you know, in terms of that sector, Sean, some people say, you know, I want to be invested 100% in the commodities themselves, gold and silver. And other people like myself say, no, we believe in diversification. I think in addition to purchasing the commodities themselves and taking possession, I might add, I also like the leverage that the various stocks in that sector offer. How do you feel about that?
Well, a lot of the gold stocks, for instance, have underperformed gold itself, and I believe they're on their way back, headed higher. And, so you could own like a Barrick Gold, for instance. And there, you know, so you would own this company that owns, gold reserves and, some of the gold back, but yet also you could earn a, 2.3% dividend yield right now too. So that's something that you would have that's steady earning for you. You know, while you're waiting on the next rally in gold and for gold stocks to catch up with the value of gold. But it's something that's an asset class I believe is undervalued. You know, it's traded at a trailing P of 10 and the forward P is in the high sixes. So, I mean, it's dirt cheap, doesn't trade too far off its book value. You know, it's got billions of dollars of cash on its books. I mean, so it's a great way, in my opinion, to play gold. So nothing wrong with having gold or gold bullion or gold coins, but also, you know, I'm a believer in holding some gold stocks as well.
What are the criteria that you look for when you recommend or invest personally in gold stocks? I mean, what about the little exploration companies? You have any investments there?
Well, no, I mean, the thing that I look for in the companies are that, you know, they've got to be a huge company, one of the industry leaders with huge market share. They've got to have a below average, PE. So they're cheap relative to the market, cheap relative to their peers and cheap relative to the stock market in general. Mm-hmm. They've got to have a lot of cash on their books, billions of dollars, you know, minimally. You know, just so there's a lot of things like that I just want to see fundamentally on balance sheets to know that this is a rock solid company. And then after that, it's usually dealing with it technically on the charts, looking for a basing or a turnaround type of period on the charts from there.
Yeah. You know, gold doesn't seem to have a definitive direction, definite, I guess I should say, direction right now. I'm looking at the futures market right now. Gold is up $9.10, based on the futures. It's interesting because the Dow has, as we're recording right now, is down a bit. It's down 2.61 to 12,982.50. It seems to me like both gold and the conventional stock markets are pretty much treading water and have been treading water for some time now. What do you view, Sean, as being the future of, let's not worry about the conventional markets here, but in terms of gold, what do you think is going to happen mid to long term and why?
Well, I think gold will still continue to go up overall. It has its periods of breathers, and when it does, a lot of people will say, oh, well, see there, gold's down and out, you know, and they kind of dismiss gold as its run being over. But I still think that we've got more to go because our debts are not headed in the right direction, and there's so much uncertainty in our country, so much division among the country, and there's so much printing of money. So there's so many negatives that the way you turn all those negatives into a positive is by investing in gold and gold assets that plays off of the negativity but results in a positive fashion for your overall portfolio.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people, you know, over the past literally thousands of years have felt that way. People have a tendency to use gold as, and silver, I might add, you know, as their foundation for their investments. I certainly feel that way. You know, it's interesting when you look at the charts though, the trend, for example, let's take a look at this past year. The trend this past year since, July, you know, gold started to base last June, based up until probably, oh, I'm looking here, probably about the middle or so of July. And then we very definitely went into an upward trend. And that upward trend has maintained, for the most part, with one exception, above $1,700 an ounce. Now, I view that as being very, very positive, personally, the fact that gold has maintained at that level. And I have to agree with you. I think that we're going to see some significant appreciation because of all the uncertainty out there, Sean, all of the things that you have, that you've mentioned.
Yeah, just the fact that that gold has held, you know, 1600 to 1600 to 1700, 1800 for, you know, a year and a half, to me says that gold will head higher, because when you're looking at a gold top, you know you're going to see it surge in price and just go parabolic, and then you're going to see it, you know, at some point this turnaround and a huge dive that is just undeniable. Mm-hmm. You can see it on a chart from across the room, and that's not what you're seeing right now. You're really seeing a stabilization of gold at a high level, which is building a base to shoot out of that high level to go to an even higher level. So, you know, today we see it 1500, 1600, 1700, and that will, you know, come out of a base and go back to, you know, 1900, 2000 plus an ounce. So I don't presently feel that gold has seen its the end of its, you know, present run.
Got 30 seconds left here. I'm going to give you the final word on this issue. What do you think about those folks who are predicting $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 an ounce gold? 30 seconds.
I mean, anything's possible. If you get enough money printing, if you get the deficit still continuing to head at a big clip, and you get Congress not willing to really stare these problems in the face and turn things. Definitely see $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 gold in our future. It's no problem for that to happen at all.
Okay, there you have it from Sean Hyman. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Al's going to be right back with the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.